And I completely agree. At the end of the day, just make the playoffs. And that's the biggest aspect of this. But I want to transition now to a team who's already in the playoffs and is making some hay in terms of the Washington Nationals. Now, when you look at them, they just came off an emphatic 8-3 victory over the LA Dodgers. Largest postseason win for them. And now they lead the series 2-1. And remember, this series started out 0-1. So they're coming back from behind. And they have a chance to close out the series. So can you talk to us, what has changed in this team's mentality from previous seasons? Because a lot of times in the previous seasons, we see them have an emphatic regular season, but once the playoffs start, they completely crumble. So can you just talk to us, what has changed about this team?
Well, I think, you know, leadership has been a nice change of pace there. Dusty Baker coming in, a guy who has been to the postseason many times before, a guy that walked into that clubhouse on day one with instant credibility. You bring in a couple different pieces. Daniel Murphy has had just an unbelievable type season. And failure sometimes leads to success. These guys know what it's like. The majority of that clubhouse remembers 2012 and the pain of losing against the Cardinals in Game 5 the way that they did. They remember the bats going completely silent against the San Francisco Giants. They scored 9 runs. In the entire series against the San Francisco Giants, they scored 8 runs last night. And hitting is contagious, and you need your leaders to step up. You need the guys who are the faces of your franchise to come through in big spots. Jason Worth last night coming through with an RBI double seemed to spark something, and some good base running there. On a throw home, Jason Worth advanced to third. Bryce Harper brings him home the next at bat. Anthony Rendon comes through with a big home run. Jason Worth was 1-for-17. Against the Giants in that four-game series back in 2014. He is 5-for-12 so far, had a huge home run yesterday, had a pair of doubles so far. Jason Worth has been great for this team. I think Dusty Baker has been a huge addition. And then you can't overlook what has been the strength of the series so far for the Nationals, and that's the bullpen. Last year, the bullpen was an absolute disaster, and so far the bullpen has been a huge strength for the Nationals. 12 1/3 innings so far, haven't allowed a run. The bullpen knows their roles. But Dusty Baker, unlike Matt Williams, isn't stuck in the mud when it comes to this guy's my 7th inning guy, this guy's my 8th inning guy. He'll switch it up. Sean Kelly came in the 7th inning last night. He was able to get 5 huge outs, including 3 strikeouts. So a lot of things are going right for the Nationals. And sometimes, guys, you just need a little luck on your side. Look,
absolutely.
Wilson Ramos going down late in the season, people thought that was devastating. Mm-hmm. It lowered their odds, sure, to win the World Series, but it didn't make them down and out. I mentioned that the NFL is the most unpredictable league. When it comes to playoffs, Major League Baseball is the most unpredictable playoffs in professional sports because, look, you play 162 games, and now you're playing a best-of-5 series. Things may not go your way like back in 2014. Jose Lobatone was 1-for-15 against left-handed pitching. And in Game 2, he hits a home run. So he was 1-for-16 because he had grounded out with the bases loaded in the second, and he comes up with the biggest hit of the day in the second game. Things like that happen all the time in the postseason. So it does seem like this team has got the right mentality. You know, I was out there a couple days before game number 1 of this series, and they seemed a little bit looser. They didn't seem, you know, they've been there before. And I think experience is a huge factor when it comes to postseason baseball. And we'll find out a lot about this team. I'm curious to see how Clayton Kershaw will be on short rest. He was not Clayton Kershaw when it came to game one. When it comes to what we have seen from him in the past, at least during the regular season, I know he's had postseason struggles. So I'm curious to see how today's going to unfold, but it does feel like this is a different team. This is a team that's now come from behind in both their wins. They've given up a first-inning run, all driven in by Corey Seager in games 1, 2, and 3, but they've come from behind. They're never down and out, which is a great thing to see from this Nationals team. So I think it's just a whole lot of, I think it's maturity. I think it's a good mixture of people in that clubhouse. You've got some youth, you've got some veterans. And I also think it starts from the top. Dusty Baker's been there before. I know he's never won a World Series as a manager, but he's been to the postseason a lot, and he's been a great thing for this team.
All right, no, I absolutely agree. And we know, you know, tonight could be today, actually, at 5 p.m. Could be a clinching game for the Nationals, and looks like Joe Ross is going to get the start at pitcher. And so what do you think is your prediction for this game specifically? You think they close it out tonight? And I specifically mentioned Joe Ross because not only has he been having a really good season, is kind of like a rising star for a pitcher for the Nationals, but he's also ranked fifth in baseball among pitchers in terms of hits. So he's a weapon both as a pitcher and both as a hitter. So what do you think, with that being said, is your prediction for tonight? They get it done? Nats get their first playoff victory?
I don't think so. Clayton Kershaw on short rest has had some success in the past, and I just have that feeling that this one's going to be determined on Thursday night in D.C. Max Scherzer's going to be on the hill. It's kind of funny you mentioned Joe Ross and what he's able to do with the bat. You know, we saw it yesterday with Jake Arrieta hitting a home run of Madison Bumgarner.
Right.
Some of these pitchers certainly are not just a surefire out. A lot of these guys hit throughout their high school careers. Joe Ross was a high school guy, didn't go to college, but you know, you see these guys, they're athletes. Joe Ross is an interesting one because he had been on the DL for quite some time. He's only made a couple starts. They're trying to stretch that arm out. His last start, he threw about 91 pitches. So today he's going to be on a very short leash. We'll see how it works out. I envision him probably only going about three or four innings, and then in all likelihood you'll see Reynaldo Lopez come in as a piggyback starter. And Reynaldo Lopez has pitched very well out of the bullpen, but tends to run out of gas. So in an ideal situation, I think you're looking at Joe Ross going about four innings. You have Reynaldo Lopez come in, give you maybe two or three solid, and then you turn it over your bullpen. Look, Clayton Kershaw, like I just mentioned, didn't look like his normal self. And give a lot of credit to the Nats. They had some really good at-bats against Clayton Kershaw last Friday afternoon, and they made him work. And he was working hard, only went five innings, threw over 100 pitches. Remember, was dealing with that back injury. Didn't really seem to be the same since coming back from that back injury. But baseball, as I mentioned, extremely unpredictable. You never know who's going to be your hero today. I've just got this weird feeling, and I hope I'm wrong. Look, I'm a DC fan. I'm a huge Nats guy. I am desperate to see a team get to a championship series. As I mentioned, it's been 18 years, so it's been a long time for this town. And if the Nats were able to win this series, this would be one of the biggest, you know, victories for a DC sports team in multiple decades. You know, going back to the Redskins of the early 90s. This series just to me has that feel of we're getting a game five, we're going the distance. The ALDSs were all sweeps. I think the Cubs finish up business tonight in San Francisco. So I just have that feeling that we're going to have a game five Thursday night in D.C. for an opportunity to go to the NLCS.
Hey, man, I love your mentality. You know, I actually wanted them to win tonight, but now when I think about it, after you just reiterated why you wanted to go to five, it would be a lot more kind of fulfilling for the Nats to not only get that first playoff series victory, but to do it at home in a do-or-die elimination game, game five, against the team in the L.A. Dodgers who like to spend a lot. We know the Magic Johnson, the face of that franchise. So you want the sugar, you know, the cherry on top with that type of series. So I completely agree with you, but we'll see what happens, and hopefully the Nationals do pull it through, man, because they've been struggling.
About damn time.
Yeah, man. In the words of the great LeBron James from 3-4 years ago, it is about damn time. But I want to thank you for joining us today, Tim. I know I'm sorry about the technical difficulties we had earlier. Hopefully that never happens again and we get going. But thanks again, and enjoy the rest of your day and enjoy the game today.
No problem, guys. Anytime.
All right.
Take care. Appreciate it.